95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
I show up to work, and there's weed waiting for me.
There's a bunch of gummies, man.
That's the best case scenario. That's what should happen every day.
When you said that, I thought, you know, that would be a really wonderful way to start the day. There's a J rolled for you, or a little
just
bomb.
Sitting there,
yeah, pipe on, you know, it's all bowl packed out. Yeah, I went to the weed store yesterday. I spent so much, they gave me a whole bunch of gummies for free. They're like, here, take it. And I know you like them, so.
Did you refinance your house to buy all that weed?
Oh, I did that years ago. Okay, I just beg on the street until I have enough and run and buy. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Jamie Lee Curtis was on Kimmel last night
and
talked about her daughter's wedding.
Man, I love her.
And
love
it's a cosplay wedding.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And Jimmy tried desperately to drill down into what is the theme.
Yeah.
She wouldn't say there's a theme.
Is it Halloween? I mean, we never found out.
No. It's just...
Because that would be scary.
It didn't seem like it had a theme. It's a cosplay wedding.
Okay.
But it didn't seem like it had a theme, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just picks what they want.
I mean, it should be like Titanic or something. One thing
something.
In particular.
Yeah,
everybody drowns at the end.
Talk about unique weddings, including cosplay weddings.
Okay.
In the 4 o'clock hour.
Naked weddings. Nude weddings.
Whatever.
That's always fun.
Sure. Whatever your however your wedding was not normal, we want to know about it in the next hour. We also have LA Kings tickets.
Nice. Sweet. Awesome.
We have People Are Dumb.
People Are Dumb.
At 3:50, so this hour.
When you're a dumbbell.
Positive news from Ukraine. And a Brazilian singer that ended up in the hospital for an embarrassing reason.
Got a different kind of Brazilian.
I'll tell you about that next on 95.5 KLOS.
By the way, we have started Marcy's March Madness, and it's abandoned us, and it's so insane. It's so crazy. It's so convoluted.
I'm not sure I understand it.
Yeah, I think we need to get the guy who put it all together to come in here and explain it. And sometime, sooner or later. So you can vote on your favorite band at KLOS.com.
We're just not sure how.
Yeah, we don't have any idea how it works. Right. Maybe he can explain it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Our boss Keith is in the studio with us.
Because
preach it, sister.
We're supposed to explain March Badness.
Yes, bandness.
Sorry, did I say bad? I meant band.
No, I don't think so. Did you say it
March
right?
Bandness.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't understand it. Keith?
There's a lot to the moving parts because we want to make sure that the number one band.
Complicated
all of it.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a bracket.
Okay.
And it's band versus band.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners vote
who
they think should move on.
They just go to KLOS.com?
955KLOS.com.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I mean, you know the website, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah, of course.
1067KLOS.com.
So they go and they bet on one bracket, one matchup per
day? Yeah, so here's how it's working. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 8 first-round matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give them an example of some of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go right ahead, Kevin.
I can't read them. They're
it's
way
your
too
show.
Small. They're way too small for me.
Okay, we've got Aerosmith against the Foo Fighters.
Oh, I'm going to go with Aerosmith.
Whose
Led Zeppelin
is that?
Versus STP.
Who'd you say?
Led Zeppelin, STP.
Led Zeppelin. I haven't heard of them, so I'm going to go with STP.
Good pick, Sluggo. I think the odds are in your favor there.
Is that a new band?
Tom Petty versus Van Halen.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Or Van Hagar.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, Van Hagar. I am especially in Los Angeles, but I think I would go Van Halen. That would be
I think
guess.
So, too.
Yeah, or Van Hagar. For
that's
that
a tough one. Tom Petty is beloved.
Yeah, Tom Petty's great. Yeah,
I mean, I love Mr. Petty.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, the Rolling Stones versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm. Stones. Mick.
Yeah, I think the Stones are going to win that one.
Do you?
Yeah. Pearl Jam versus Guns N' Roses.
Kevin?
GNR.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big Pearl Jam
Eddie fan.
Guy.
I'll go with GNR.
Don't tell Nicole.
AC/DC versus Queen.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, we're not talking about
whose phone is ringing.
He's a very popular man.
Is that
man,
your phone?
It's not
man.
My phone. It's your phone.
No, I don't even have my phone on.
Liar.
I don't even have my phone on me. Okay. And then,
so anyways, AC/DC and Queen.
I think is it just your personal like or
no.
Or your what you think they made a difference in music? Is that
Oh, it's what do you think the listeners are going to vote on?
Yeah, the band
who
that would win.
Who do you think the listeners will choose?
Yeah.
I mean, I think AC/DC.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think.
I think Queen's going to be hard to beat.
Do you? Okay.
That's
I can see that, too.
This is a very tough one. Pink Floyd versus Metallica.
Woo. Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man.
Two very different kind of schools of thought there.
Yeah. I like that. I like that kind of matchup. And all of this is at KLOS.com, right? People can vote
95.5
KLOS.com.
Sluggo, you know the website, right?
No, I've never seen it. What do you guys do over there?
We just blog, post pictures. Okay, what's your pick? Pink Floyd, Metallica?
I think I'd have to say Floyd myself.
I have to say Metallica.
Do you?
Yeah,
I think so. All right.
That one might get hacked. We may have to do a runoff on that one. It's going to be...
Oh, last year we did get hacked.
Yeah, that's right.
That.
Yeah, yeah,
it was,
yeah.
Def Leppard versus Metallica.
Yeah. I think we literally got hacked. We weren't just saying it. We literally got hacked.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so Def Leppard won that one, and we had to redo it, and Metallica ended up winning the rematch.
Stupid Russians.
Lars was so mad.
What?
All right, I think this is the toughest one.
Yeah.
Def Leppard versus Nirvana, because it's...
Wow. Wow.
They're so different from each other.
Yes. Yeah.
But a much longer career for Def Leppard.
Well, if you're going body of work, you probably go Def Leppard. Yeah. But if you're going to go impact and influence, you're going to go Nirvana.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
What would you do?
I think I would go Nirvana.
Yeah, I think I'd do Def Leppard on that one, actually.
And Def Leppard has more hits, but I think Nirvana had more influence.
Yeah, really? I'm just thinking listeners. I'm guessing Def Leppard.
Okay, Lois, listeners, it's going to be real close.
Yeah.
Who's going to win it all? That's the question.
And when are we finding out? It's actually Sunday with JD, right? Is that when it all finally tallied?
No, until Monday the 4th.
Monday, okay.
So you can vote on the round one matchups starting now through Friday at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Round two matchups will be over the weekend.
Okay.
And so on and so on. We'll keep you updated.
And then Marcy's doing it between 10 and 3. Yeah, she's doing it.
10
between
10
and 3.
Each
and, then,
weekend.
And then
JD on weekends.
Noon to 6.
Yes.
Very cool.
All right. I think I got it.
And we're going to bet on this, right? We're going to throw down some wagers, right?
Yes. And whoever loses has to eat the apple. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Bam, straight.
I've done a lot of research on this story, and I believe it to be true.
And I want to thank you for sending me some of your research, some of the photos you've uncovered.
Yes, because it's important that we fully understand every story we talk about.
I wish this was a TV station right now so you could see these photos.
Brazilian singer hospitalized after holding in gas around boyfriend.
Let her rip.
They call it a fart attack.
A fart attack. Come on.
Brazilian superstar Pocah, P-O-C-A-H.
Sure.
Which is her Instagram, by the way. Uh-huh. Says she was hospitalized with severe stomach pain.
Right. Okay.
How long was she holding it?
A month?
She refused to fart around her boyfriend.
Well, that's good on her. Good on her. Although I read somewhere where this girl jumped on her boyfriend's back and yelled, jetpack, and then let rip. I thought that was pretty brilliant.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
She has since deleted the post for her 15.7 million followers.
Why?
I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains and ended up in the hospital, she wrote. But that's it, guys. I'm fine now. Just an accumulation of trapped farts. How come you would share that?
And she's amazing looking. I mean, you know, it's just not the sort of topic you expect from this.
No, it is not. I would encourage you to do your own research.
Yes, find
her. On Instagram at P-O-C-A-H. She was inspired to ignore her gastrointestinal distress by a medical advice video on TikTok.
People.
Come on.
You got to blow gas.
Listen, if you see anything on TikTok, maybe it's worth a secondary opinion. It's a search, a Google search of some type.
Whatever you do, hold your poo for at least a week. It's best for you.
So she says, because it's really embarrassing. She said, I was doing it because it was really embarrassing. But what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort, going to the hospital with your guy and diagnosed with trapped farts.
Just sneak into the bathroom.
From now on, I'm letting them rip, is how she ended it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I try to find one positive story per day about Ukraine.
That's got
to
be getting harder almost every day.
It isn't.
Really?
It isn't. It's really fascinating.
Nice.
As Ukrainian President Zelensky was defending Ukraine against a Russian assault, there was an Army and Navy combat veteran named Brian Stern who was helping people trapped in Kyiv.
Oh, nice.
Now, he and other Army and Navy vets founded a thing called Project Dynamo, and it's a nonprofit organization led by combat veterans who travel to hostile regions around the world to rescue civilians.
Wow,
So they used to be in the Army and Navy,
right.
Now they go places where there's combat and save civilians.
They know what to look for. They know the signs. They know how to keep themselves low and get people out.
The Veteran Rescue Group was originally founded last year in an effort to save American civilians and U.S. allies in Afghanistan.
Right.
So they went there and they tried to help them. And now they have gone to Ukraine. And this is the leader, Brian Stern, a video that he sent. The first one is the night before when he's listening to air raid sirens.
Right.
Which is frightening.
Sure.
And then it just goes right into the day where he's standing at the border with all of his, I don't know, 39 or however many people.
So overnight he went and grabbed everybody. Yep. Wow.
So here it is.
All right. So it's like Sunday or Monday, and the city is under attack. So that sucks. Hopefully everything goes well tomorrow. We survive this night. But Apollo 3, 4, and 5 are set to go tomorrow morning from Kyiv. I'm here in Kyiv. And you can probably hear the air raid sirens because they're bombing on the other side of the city.
You can totally hear them.
You have to be a crazy person to go to Kyiv where they're bombing.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, you know that you can help, though, and in such an important way,
yes.
I guess you really wouldn't be able to ignore that.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're shooting on that side of the city, so hopefully this is okay.
I'd be useless. I'd be like, you need to help me get out.
I would have already wet my pants.
100%.
Dynamo.
I would have wet your pants.
March 2nd, we're bringing people across the border. It's raining snow.
It's not raining snow,
but... we got 35, 36 people coming across today.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna... If he wants to say it's raining snow...
35 or 36 people coming across the border.
Damn.
Everything is good. We're all very happy. And we have Archie the dog with us, which is pretty cool. We have our Afghan family, our six Afghans who fled Afghanistan. And now they fled Afghanistan for Ukraine, and now they're fleeing Ukraine for somewhere else. So everything is great. Another successful dynamo operation. We're at the border right now, and everything is good as long as the weather doesn't get any worse.
Well, I mean, he's so clearly happy,
because he's doing something important.
Yes, saved the lives of all these people that who knows how they would have gone down, how they would have died in Ukraine,
or if they ever would have gotten out or across the border or whatever.
Thanks
also. It was heartbreaking. I did a little bit of follow-up. They helped a family escape Afghanistan because of the war there.
Right.
And they went to Ukraine. And then they went and got that same family, and now they're helping them get out of Ukraine.
What?
Yes.
Wow. You know, that
isn't
seems
that
to happen to people, doesn't it? It's just tragedy and disaster
luck.
And insanity follows them around everywhere. Some people. That's very strange.
But he was there. He was there to get it and
that
take it across.
That is really cool. That is very
congrats
cool.
to him and to
all
veterans.
Salute.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
About 350 every day.
Round about there. Somewhere around there.
And 550?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I think we have arrested the world's unluckiest burglars, says a police officer in a tweet.
No, I can't believe cops are tweeting now. They're like, we just arrested these morons.
This guy's so dumb. There were two guys that were committing a burglary. And one of them, this is in England, one of them sat on his phone wrong and dialed 999, which is 911.
Oh, get out of here. You know, I always thought that that would definitely, because it's the same three numbers, that would happen a lot.
I would think so.
But I wouldn't expect a burglar to be calling
just
us.
Accidentally sat on it wrong,
called
999. The police listened to them plan.
Oh, no.
Plan the robbery.
No.
And then... break in.
No.
And then the police kept listening while some of their fellow police officers got into the place and arrested them. They listened to the whole thing from before the burglary to during to the arrest.
Wow. They'd be like going, hey, Joe, good job arresting them. Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
Have you ever butt dialed anybody that was?
Sure, but not the cops.
Not like that.
Not when that's kind of going down.
When you're a burglar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially from planning to, wow. So dude didn't even ever notice. He never thought, I should call the.
Didn't have any idea. All of a sudden the police show up and they're like, well, how did you know we were?
He didn't call the wife and go, I'm going to be home late tonight. We're burglaring this place.
No. No, he just stayed on the phone the whole time because he didn't know the connection was made. So
it's not admissible in court, but man, that's brilliant.
I mean,
that is
hilarious. They did listen to them and find them based on the call.
Yeah.
So that is admissible to court
right.
in that they found them in the store. trying to rob
him.
Wow. So that's a butt dial idiot right there.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
It's sort of amazing that anybody bothered recording any other rock songs after that.
True.
That's the perfect rock song. I mean, just shut it down. We're good here. We have it. We have what we need.
Listen, there was still plenty of money in women.
That's true.
So bands kept doing it. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Jamie Lee Curtis was the guest.
I love her, man.
And she, did you see the last Halloween?
No, yeah. I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've selectively watched movies with...
Don't.
So that I can continue to love her.
Although she has a new movie coming out this weekend that sounds wild and great. Hmm. She said that her daughter's getting married in the backyard, and she's having a cosplay wedding.
Now, this isn't a backyard sort of wedding like most of us would have in the Valley or whatever.
Not.
This is going to be crazy.
Yes, of course.
Cosplay, what does that mean?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know, because she didn't know. Jimmy asked her eight different ways, like, what do you mean cosplay? What's the theme?
Right.
And she said, oh, it's cosplay.
That doesn't answer the question,
right,
Jamie.
I know. I don't think she knew.
What is she doing?
She is the official...
Officiant,
yes. So she's marrying them.
Right, gotcha.
And she's wearing an outfit from a video game that she wasn't familiar with. So I don't think she knows.
Oh, she just straight up doesn't know.
I think.
Well, I'm going to say anything. But I don't know.
But let's talk about weddings.
Okay.
And cosplay weddings.
Okay.
Because you have to have a theme.
If you're going to do a cosplay?
Right.
Of course. Yeah. It has
it's
to be.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, it could be video games, and then it's, you know, you could come Super Mario Brawl, or, any video game.
Right.
I suppose, you know, which could be interesting.
I would think some of the bigger sci-fi things, like Star Wars, I would assume there have been a lot of Star Wars weddings.
It's got to be. Yeah.
There's a Jurassic Park.
Okay. Wedding. Does everybody get eaten, I hope?
I'm reading a list. Oh, that would be great. Lord of the Rings. I'm not sure how you would do that one. You'd all be barefoot, though.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Keep all your stuff from the Ren Fair.
Here's my thing about weddings is no one cares. So make them quick.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Make them quick.
Just
it quick. Whatever it is, make it quick.
Ours was like a couple of friends as witnesses and the parents, and that was it.
And it probably lasted 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. But it was, it was nice.
So cosplay weddings or... weddings that were meant to be unique.
Right.
This is the greatest. You're never going to believe what we're doing for our wedding.
And was it? Or they told you it was and you had to go.
Correct.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my
Especially
God.
Especially if you had to dress up.
Yes.
My former partner and I were the officiants for our producer Lightning's wedding.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we wore monk outfits. And I don't think it was a monk theme.
I used to dress as a monk every once in a while.
Did you really?
A hell of a, yeah, I'd go to a night. I had to host a nightclub, and this is in Phoenix, a place called The Asylum, and I'd always go as a monk.
Nice.
People are like, well, sort of. So people either are totally on board or like, what is wrong with you, man?
That's been the story of your life.
Yeah, it's true. That's
so
true.
Bizarre, strange, interesting, crazy weddings.
Yeah, if you had to go to one, if you actually turned out pretty good, if it was horrible.
I don't think we want to hear from brides and grooms, though, do we?
You know, you're
because
right.
They're going to go, oh, it was the best
was
thing
wonderful.
Ever. No, I want to talk to people who went to the wedding. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Bizarre themes.
Bizarre themed weddings that you had to attend or your friends had to attend. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello?
Yeah, this is about the weddings, right?
Yes, you went to a unique, in air quote, wedding.
Yeah, definitely unique. So my buddy's uncle owned a tow truck company in Ohio.
Yeah.
And him and his bride got married on the back of a flatbed. And her wedding dress was like fluorescent orange, like a safety vest.
I like it. That actually was kind of good.
Cool. It was unique for sure. It was fun, but yeah, that's fun.
And but you didn't have to dress up.
No, I mean, I just wore jeans and a t-shirt. But
best
case
scenario.
Yeah.
Well done.
I was imagining the beer was flowing at that. Big time.
Oh,
right?
It was fantastic.
Nice.
Beer and hot dogs everywhere, yeah.
Beer and hot dogs.
That is the way to do a wedding.
That is a classy wedding right there.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about the wedding theme thing you had to put up with. Or was it good?
We're talking about unique weddings.
Yeah, you got roped into one that's a cosplay one or...
or a themed wedding.
Yeah, and we want to hear how horrible or good... it might have been.
I mean, we've taken one call. It's been great so
far.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
KLOS, hello.
Yep, I got a story. So my wife caters for like big weddings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like 8 years ago, she did somebody's wedding, and they had the Batmobile and stuff there. It was Batman-like theme.
Yes.
And you know who it was?
Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
He was in paradise.
He showed up in the Batmobile.
Yeah, my wife was there doing their wedding, like working for them.
That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
I had to call you.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for calling.
All right, you guys.
Take care.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Talking about unique, in air quote, weddings.
Yes. So my cousin got married in the early 90s, and we come from, like, a cattle rancher family.
Right.
And they kind of took it to heart. They had their cows in the wedding. They got married underneath a windmill.
How do they have their cows?
What did the cows do in the wedding?
In the wedding.
I would imagine so.
And the bridesmaids came out with bells on their toes, like jingle bells.
What?
The groom and the groomsmen had very, very starched Wranglers.
Right. And, did anyone get milked?
Well, I'm sure after the wedding.
Well played.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. That was awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
You went to a unique wedding? We're talking about themed weddings. You went to one?
Hey, you know, I got married at my in-law's house up in Redding, California, and my brother was supposed to be my best man. And guess what? He didn't show up.
Excellent.
So anyways, we had this old LTD Ford 400 that was given to my ex-wife now. Anyways, I owned a big dog at one time. I had a 50-pound bag of dog food in the back of the LTD Ford.
Right.
That's what they did with it when I decided to leave the wedding. They put it everywhere in the car, on the dash, in the heater.
I love it.
On the floor, shaving cream everywhere. It was like, oh my gosh, the first place it was the car wash.
I love it.
So the theme of your wedding was being tortured by your guests.
Yes.
That's fantastic. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Alan Katz.
Hey,
I am Southern California's number one wedding minister, and I do all the wacky weddings.
Do you?
Oh, my God. Give us a list. A list of the weirdest ones.
Okay, I'm looking at the pictures right now that are hanging on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars wedding.
Of course.
The Princess Bride wedding, Superman wedding, Doctor Who wedding. I've done weddings as Borat in the Mankini.
Ooh, I like Borat. That must have been a weird group of
humans. Hold up. You were in the Mankini or the groom was?
I was in the Mankini.
You were in the Mankini. Awesome.
I was in the Mankini. I did one of my most famous ones was Marilyn Monroe. Not Marilyn Monroe, but Monroe.
I like that. That's odd. Was there a lot of wind blowing up people's skirts at that one?
There was. Yeah. It freaked everybody. Nobody expected it except for the couple. And it
blew. That's hilarious.
That's beautiful.
What's your favorite of all of them?
Yeah.
You know what? I love doing the Star Wars weddings.
Luke and Leia were brother and sister. Who were the groom and bride?
They weren't any of them. They were dressed up. Actually, my most famous one was she loved Elvis, he loved Star Wars, so I became Elvis Kenobi.
Okay. So you were a mixture of Elvis Presley
and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Let's hear your Elvis Kenobi.
It's the echo.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, she was your hunk of burning love.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a huge company. I have 37 officiants. We do all sorts of weddings. We do most of the weddings in Southern California.
Well, I like it, so give it a plug. How do people find you?
GreatOfficiants.com.
Nice.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jamie.
We started the hour talking about Jamie Lee Curtis on Kimmel last night, talking about her daughter doing a cosplay wedding.
Man, she couldn't really explain what it meant.
So we were looking for themed weddings. You had one?
Hey, this is Larry. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I did a wedding for my friends. We did it at the Rolling Stones concert.
Nice.
In the front row in the pit. And lo and behold to me, when we were doing this, all the Rolling Stones family, like Mick, Keith Richards' wife and Mick Jagger's son, everybody was around us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I had them write a sign, just married, and Mick Jagger blew them a kiss. And actually, Keith Richards stopped playing during the end of Paint It Black, when the song had just played. and just gave him a big love. Just it was so amazing.
Wow.
To be able to give him a wedding there in front of
him. Wow, no kidding. That's
pretty cool.
That is the ultimate.
That was great.
Sorry, Jamie Lee Curtis, we've got your wedding beat.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have four tickets for the LA Kings as they celebrate Gender Equality Night during Women's History Month and take on the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can call right now, be caller 13, and we'll play a game about NHL slang.
And if you get it right, we'll put you in a little drawing that may send you to this the game. I mean, it's four tickets. I love that we always give away four tickets at a time.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
We have tickets for the LA Kings. KLOS, who's this?
Sarah,
are you ready for hockey slang?
Absolutely.
All right. We have four tickets to join the LA Kings as they celebrate Gender Equality Night during Women's History Month and take on the Chicago Blackhawks. It's tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Here is your slang, cherry picker. What is a cherry picker in the NHL?
I think it has something to do with a goal. Maybe like top corner, top shelf.
I mean, technically, they're on the top corner. They're kind of behind the defense.
Sarah sounds nice. I say we put her in the
all
drawing.
Right, Sarah.
You're in the mix.
We'll give that to you, although I'm not quite positive what you answered.
So you're going to go in the big hat, and if we come back to you, that means you won. And if not, you're screwed.
Thank you.
Good luck, though, Sarah. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my gosh. This is Jasmine. Hi.
Jasmine, are you ready for hockey slang?
Yes.
All right. What does it mean when they say coast to coast? Coast to coast.
Oh, she hung up.
You don't have to hang up. You
no,
can just try
you say,
it.
Hell, I don't know. Right. It means none of your business, you jerk. That's what
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready for hockey slang?
I certainly hope
and
so.
And if you don't know, don't be upset and hang up like our friend Jasmine just did. I'm sad for her now. Jasmine, all is well.
All right. What is a grinder in hockey? What is a grinder?
I don't know. We'll say smashing somebody across the face with your glove.
Hey, nothing like that happens in hockey.
No, how dare you?
Ever.
No, it's a lesser skilled player that kind of annoys the other team. That's his main role, is to annoy the other team. Not by hitting him in the face, though.
Well, that would be pretty annoying.
Yeah, it would.
Dude, thanks for crying.
KLOS, hello.
Cheers. I'm trying to play for the King tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Juan.
Juan.
All right. What does it mean to light the lamp? Light the lamp.
Not the rat.
Light the lamp.
Light the lamp.
Not the rat.
Stop saying that.
to score a goal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Score a goal, the light goes
on. Yeah.
Right.
Well done, Juan. All
even
right,
though Sluggo was trying to throw you off.
By quoting a weird movie. I Hold on. Don't go away. We're going to put you in the hat. The big, giant hat. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
My name is Joe.
Joe. Are you ready for hockey slang?
Yeah.
What is lumber?
Excuse me?
Lumber?
Lumber.
That's just foul.
Lumber? What is lumber?
What is lumber?
Hey, if you don't know by now.
Wood.
I mean, it is.
Sure, but in NHL slang,
right?
What would it be?
Oh, lumber is like when they throw a hockey puck and it hits someone in the forehead. And
no, I'm sorry. You were closer
bleeding
when you said wood, because it's the stick.
That
stick
makes sense.
It's the hockey stick.
Ah, hell. Well, all sorry, right. Joe. Terrible try.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey, it's Ralph.
Ralph, you are the last contestant on Go to the Hockey Game thing.
Wow, I don't think that's the name of it.
Crappiest name I've ever come up with.
What's the stripes? What are the stripes?
What is that slang for in the NHL?
Where your power's at? Where your your good line or your
you're saying the top line? Is that what you're saying?
The things that work good for you.
Okay, I got you. It's stripes or the referee. That's the referee. But thank you.
All right, well, it's down to Sarah and Juan. So Kevin is now reaching into, what is that thing? Is
my,
that
a my pumpkin? B-hole?
Oh, I see.
Sarah is the
pulling
winner.
Pulling out Sarah's name. Sarah is the winner.
Congratulations. You got
thank you so much.
Four tickets to see the LA Kings tomorrow night against the Chicago Blackhawks. Everybody else can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
I thought you were going to say everybody else can go to hell.
Or that.
There was a man answering.
I love how frustrated she is. He keeps hanging up. I can't figure that out.
She's a very caring operator. You don't really find those these days.
Ever.
I was in the 70s.
Yeah. Yes, no kidding. We did a People Are Dumb story about a guy who butt-dialed the police.
Unbelievable, this.
On accident. Yeah. And it brought up the idea of butt-dialing.
Yeah, now this was in Europe, so it's 999 there. A lot easier to accidentally call.
Correct.
The emergency services.
But it's easy to butt-dial people.
Sure.
So the call-in topic for this hour is you butt-dialed somebody accidentally. Now, the best ones are you're having sex and you butt-dial
right.
a parent
yep.
or a former or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Where you're just when you make that connection, it stays
yep.
live yep. as long as it lasts until you discover it.
Until the other person is like, I can't listen to this anymore. It's right. making me very ill.
Right.
I'm going to hang up.
How long would you listen if someone butt dialed you?
Oh, forever. I do it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I used to, especially in radio, like somebody would accidentally call or didn't know they were, I'd just leave it on and I'd come back to them several times. Yeah, I love it.
You just listen forever? Just,
yes.
You don't get bored? Because you get bored with stuff.
I am bored in life generally, okay. So yeah, that one always
that helps spice it up a bit.
Yes, exactly. I like to yell at him. Hey, stupid!
Yeah, that doesn't work. Usually.
No, I know.
It's not great. Usually.
I think it's an excuse to yell stupid at him.
So you butt dialed somebody 818-955-KLOS. You didn't mean it. Your butt meant it, but you didn't mean it.
Have you butt dialed anybody by accident?
I don't think I have in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I, you know, one of the worst to me also is like a potential employer. Maybe you've just had an interview with them or something, and you're leaving, and you accidentally hit, and you're like, "Oh, hi, I'm stupid. Why did you hire me? I didn't mean to call you again.
I'm sorry about that.
Sorry,
my butt's very excited." 818-955-KLOS. You butt dialed somebody. How'd it go? We're talking about butt dialing. KLOS. Hello.
Hey, I have a butt dialing story.
Yes, please.
Well, it was actually me, but my buddy, we were at the beach, and he was talking, he had a new girlfriend, but he was just talking about how much he missed his old girlfriend, like how hot she was,
oh, no.
You know, like how much he liked her boobs and everything, and then he looks at his phone, he looks, and it was just his mouth, like, on the floor, and then he shows me his phone, and he's had his current girlfriend on not only on the phone, but on speakerphone.
Oh, my God.
5 minutes listening to the whole thing.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So dumb.
So I thought she was going to dump him for sure, but now they're still together.
Really? That is a shock.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, lucky dude, man.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the butt dial.
Yes.
Yeah, worst thing in the world. I was dating this girl about 15 years ago. Dating this girl, told her I was sick, couldn't go out. Went out with another girl, put my phone down on the table, and it decided to call her.
Mm-hmm.
So your phone had the conscience, even if you didn't.
Yeah, I launched the phone. The phone didn't see the light of day.
Yeah, it's the phone's. It's the phone's fault.
It is.
Right.
Absolutely the phone's fault. Yeah, I agree.
The phone's supposed to have your back.
Yeah, exactly.
The phone is supposed to have
your back.
The
phone's supposed to be your bro, man.
You know?
Bros be four hoes, right?
Yeah, who's with exactly.
Me? Dude, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, KLOS, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about butt dialing.
Yeah, so I was with my girlfriend, not the girlfriend I lived with, and butt dialed the one that I lived with.
Wow, this seems to be a common theme.
Yeah.
Butt dialing the wrong girl.
Yeah. And how did that go?
Apparently, the call lasted about a half hour.
Oh, wow!
So I'm not with the one I lived with, but I'm with the other one now for almost 30 years.
No kidding. So the one that you butt dialed,
the one you butt dialed, you're with.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, that worked out.
So, what did she think about that 30 minutes of material? Did she ever comment specifically on anything that was going on?
It was pretty difficult for a while there. We'll just say that. Life was difficult. Both my vehicles were keyed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
So you just decided to hook up forever because it could be dangerous if you didn't.
Exactly. I wanted to protect the rest of my life.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Butt dial us.
You butt dialed someone.
Bessie! Bessie!
Nope, not yet.
Cow is in the hall. Somebody get that cow in here.
The livestock around this place is a nightmare. It's Kevin and Sligo on 95.5 KLOS. We are talking about butt dialing. You have a story?
Hello, this is Ed.
Hey, Ed, you butt dialed somebody?
Yes, I did. I butt dialed my boss while my girlfriend was trying to give me a BJ.
Wow, accidentally?
Yeah, well, again, I say trying because we were in the middle of a fight and she was trying to do that. And the last thing, and then she just kind of looked at me and says, I can't believe you're turning down, you're really angry, I can't believe you're turning down a BJ. And then I reached down and cleared out my pockets and I realized I've been dialing my boss for about 5 or 6 minutes.
Let's get back to the other part. You're an idiot. Okay, that's all.
You're just trying to make your boss jealous. Hey, listen to this, dude.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Butt dial?
But I got a slightly different take. I got a call from my brother, and he says, hey, what did you need? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you called? And I said, no. He goes, oh, it must have been a butt dial. I said, don't get grossed out, brother, but my phone was in my front pocket.
Yeah!
He got a dick dial.
Your anaconda wanted some.
Wow. That's hot.
Does your brother have a big butt?
That's sexy.
Right on, man. Thanks for helping. It's very disturbing. 818-955-KLOS.
You dialed. Talking about butt dialing.
I got a butt dialing story.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, well, there's a guy I met who started working for an aerospace company, and he had to get a high-level security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's on his phone call, I guess, in the middle of this clearance situation, he butt dials one of his friends, and Coolio is playing in the background, and it's... We know Coolio's lyrics.
Yeah, it's a gangster's paradise?
Well, no, it was something about bitches and hoes.
Okay. Yes.
So, sure enough, he gets an email from, I guess it was the Department of Defense, saying that there's inappropriate language going on.
I would say so, yes.
And it wouldn't be tolerating a worker government.
What? They can't be coming down on Coolio just because he's playing in the background?
I mean, they can.
How dare they?
Probably.
What, do they think they're the government? Oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they shouldn't be listening in on your...
Yeah! Exactly. Hey, look, I can butt dial anybody I want and play whatever I want in the background.
I have a high security clearance for my butt.
Yeah. We won't tolerate that kind of language in your home.
Will not.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I had a butt dial.
All right, let's hear.
So what happened was, family reunion, I'm meeting a bunch of new cousins, never met them out of my life, right? And we're in a bar, I'm having a good time, and I had a couple of good-looking cousins or whatever, but I'm not trying to do that crazy stuff. So you know how to get their number, and sometimes it's still fresh on your phone. Well, I was taking off, and I was going to see my girlfriend. I'm telling her all the new shit I'm going to do to her, everything I'm going to, you know... And it's going to my cousin.
Ah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Sure. Your cousin's like, all right, sure. we're close family, but not this close.
Oh, my God. I said, please don't answer the text. Just don't answer the text.
Especially with any pictures.
That would have been great if somebody texted you, yes, please. Yes.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Butt dialing?
Yes. I take. So it's been several years, but...
But
I worked at this bar. I had a crush on this guy, and we hooked up a couple of times. And I get a phone call. I can hear him talking in the background, and he's saying all these bad things about me.
Oh, no.
So I was very upset. I invited him over to the house, and got things rolling. And just at the right time, I super glued his to his belly.
Wow.
We still haven't spoken this day.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Brazilian singer, pretty hot, had to go to the hospital because she was holding her farts around her boyfriend.
I mean, that just doesn't even seem possible.
I'd like to say I appreciate that.
Yeah, fully. Maybe not to the hospital.
Not to the hospital,
not
right.
To that level, but still, it's nice.
And people are dumb. A thief butt-dialed the police who listened to the entire crime and their fellow officers arresting them.
This is all about butts today.
Yes. And in unique weddings, we talked to a guy who was the officiant in a Borat-themed wedding and dressed in a mankini.
And I don't want to see that.
I do.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, speaking of cows.
It sounds like that cow's saying something specific.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think you're high.
Kalo-ish Cash Cow has arrived. Text the word Bell this hour, Bell, B-E-L-L, to 68683. That is Bell to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
2K!
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
And who was it won yesterday?
Ryan Dow from West Hills.
Well done, Ryan. Now, all right, we want to also hear about your weddings, those ones you had to go to. 818-955-KLOS.
Is that a cow?
I think so. I want to eat it. Let's eat that cow.
I don't think we're supposed to eat it.
I don't care.
KLOS Cash Cow has arrived. Text the word spots.
What is it?
S-P-O-T-S. Spots.
Okay.
To 68683. That is spots to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. tonight. Good luck.
John Lennon's book, In His Own Right, W-R-I-T-E, was published in the UK on this day in rock in 1964. On this day in rock in 1973, Mick Jagger was barred from entering Japan due to prior drug convictions. But 15 years later on this day in rock in 1988, Mick performed his very first solo gig there in Japan. I am quite the good gang member and a good trooper on the road, but I'm bad at creative collaboration, is what Pete Townsend said on this day in rock in 2011 in Uncut Magazine. Said he regretted ever forming the Who and would have done things differently by not ever having joined a band.